The provincial government has launched a website linking builders with public partners to build affordable housing, while announcing 8 more sites available for BC builds. Premier David Eby and Housing Minister Ravi Kahlon announced the website and the new locations Monday, April 29, in the township of Langley, BC. Builds teams the province up with non-profits, local governments, public agencies, First Nations and community groups to identify underused land. Funding and financing will then be made available to support the construction of housing targeted at those with a household income of between roughly $84,000 and $190,000. Projects in partnership with non-profits and First Nations must include at least 20% of units renting at 20% below market. This condition means eventual renters are spending no more than 30% of their income on rent. Monday's announcement of 8 new sites essentially amounts to a request for proposals. The municipalities of Kamloops, Kelowna, Elkford, Sooke, North Cowichan and Township of Langley own the sites, with the Township of Langley owning a trio. They join 4 already announced BC Builds projects: North Vancouver, Duncan, Gibson's and Vancouver, expected to deliver about 524 units. Related capacity and scale questions greet new BC Builds program. Related BC launches new agency to build middle-income rental housing quicker. Counting all existing and contemplated BC Builds projects, some more than 4,000 units could become available by 2026. Housing Minister Ravi Kahlon said governments must play an active role along with the nonprofit and private sector to build as much as housing as possible. BC Builds is getting British Columbia back into the game of building middle-income housing as quickly as possible by connecting public lands with home builders and nonprofit housing operators, he said. BC Builds launched as a provincial initiative in February, leveraging $2 billion of already available funding through BC Housing, with the province pitching another $950 million toward the program. The federal government recently supplemented BC Builds with another $2 billion, and this month's federal budget calls for a national version of the program.